Hello everyone and welcome to Kickstart. Today we're going to be talking about how to hear God's voice. My name is Ronan and joining me is Anushka.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
So let's get straight to the Bible. We see the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 27 that his sheep hear his voice. So that already means we definitely, all of us who have become children of God, actually have a relationship with God. We hear his voice. He's our Father now. So he speaks to us all day long. Every day, God is talking to us.
I think the tricky part of it for some people is the fact that in the beginning, they might not know that it's the voice of God because there's so many voices in the world and they are not sure about it. I mean, if you look in the Old Testament, when the way God spoke to Moses, he spoke to him the first time through a burning bush. But that was only so because Moses didn't recognize the voice of God yet. He didn't know it was the voice of God. So the burning bush is the thing that got his attention. And then after that, God never needed a burning bush to talk to him again.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about the Bible is it's very simple and easy to follow. I mean, if you even look at all of Jesus' disciples, a lot of them weren't, they were uneducated people. So we don't have to look for burning bushes and we don't have to try and guess, did God talk to me? It's a lot simpler than that. We just have to see, what does the Bible say? I mean, the Bible contains all of God's thoughts, his opinions, his ideas, and his words. So he's speaking to us when we read our Bible. That is actually the number one way we can hear God's voice.
And that's how you get to know that it is the voice of God. If you think about it, everything that God tells us is in line with his word. It's scripture. And then everything that is negative, surely that cannot be from God. It's from the devil. So that's how you know whether or not it's the voice of God. And when God speaks to you, it will always be in line with his word and with the thing, with the calling that he called you for.
Absolutely. And what you said is so true, Anushka. If it's something negative, whether it's a dream, whether it's a thought, whether someone's telling it to you, that is not from God, because the Bible shows us the character of God. Jesus, the Bible says, is the outward expression of the invisible God, and he was just love. There's somewhere in the Bible a verse that says, from God you can just expect love, love, and more love. So that already will help us know, whenever those thoughts come, that it's not God condemning us. That was one of the things I experienced when I first got born again. I thought God was condemning me. But later I saw in the Bible, in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, the Bible says, there's therefore now no condemnation to us who are in Christ. So it's so important that we go to church and that we have a relationship with the Bible ourselves, with the word inside of the Bible ourselves, because that is really how we can stay away from deception and always know God's voice.
I want to read you something out of a TiVo, which is a daily devotional, and you can get it literally from any website, and it's free. So it says, this means that your ability to recognize God's voice is tied to your knowledge of his word. If you found it difficult to recognize God's voice, what you need to do is keep hearing and receiving his word into your spirit. That way, you'll become sensitive to his voice. Then I just want to read you a scripture as well in John 10 verse 5, which says, but they will never follow a stranger's voice. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. And I want you to think about, if someone had to call out, a stranger had to call out to you amongst a crowd, you won't really turn around because you don't know the voice. But if I had to put your mom in that crowd, or someone that you're very familiar with, and that voice shouts out to you, immediately you would recognize the voice and turn around and respond to it because you know the voice.
Absolutely. And how do you know someone if you don't spend time with them? Like we see in the Bible, it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. So again, it just comes back to the word. If we spend time with the word and we know his voice, which the word says we do, then it doesn't matter where we are, who we're with, we will hear God's voice and be able to follow Him. Doesn't matter the situation. And yeah, it's that simple. Just spend time listening to the Word, spend time listening to the Bible. Yeah, and in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings." And that is, again, just showing us we hear God's voice in His Word. And I see this in my own life. Like, one of the times I was asking the Lord, I was at a point in my life where I was like, "Lord, what do you want me to do? Like, I'll do anything you want me to do. Just tell me what you want me to do." And I was praying, talking to the Lord. And then all of a sudden He says to me, "Honor your mom and your dad." And then I look in the Bible and I see it says that in the book of Ephesians, even in the Old Testament. So it's always the instruction God has for you is in line with His Word. And then I went and I started honoring my parents, and I've seen my life been so blessed just from doing that, from following God's voice. And it's so awesome, because to follow God is the easiest thing. We just have to actually go and ask Him, what does He want us to do? Just go spend time, listen to Him. Like the scripture says here, He says, "My son, give attention to my words." So just spend time with Him. Incline your ear to my sayings. Just go look in the Bible, see what He's already actually said to us.
And have a relationship with Him, because He's our Father. And you would want to talk to your Father. You don't just go to your Father to let Him know, okay, the milk is up, we need to get more milk, or you want to know something. You have a relationship, and by having a relationship, there's constant communication, because God can guide you on things that maybe you have been struggling with. Maybe there's a circumstance in your life. You can ask God, but like you said, what do I do? And obviously His answer will be in line with the scripture.
This is the most awesome thing in the whole world, really. Like you said, He's our Father. That fact that just God is our Father, and He wants to talk to us. He wants to spend time with us. He wants to have a relationship with us. And the awesome thing is He's done everything required for us to have this relationship, for us to hear His voice. I mean, the Lord Jesus said we hear His voice. We have this relationship now. And it's, if you just spend time thinking about the fact that we literally hear God's voice every day, all day He's speaking to us. I mean, it's cooler than anything else. I'd rather have a relationship with God, the creator of everything, than anyone else. And the amazing thing is He's always available. If you want to talk to Him any time of day, anywhere, you can talk to Him. If you have any question, like you said, He can answer it. There's nothing He doesn't know. I mean, even when you look and read the stories of the Bible, we see all these amazing things that people have done because they listened to God's instructions. And His plans are extraordinary. They are so beyond what we could ever think of ourselves. So we have such an advantage that we can hear His voice, that we have a relationship with our Father God.
If you are struggling to hear the voice of God, it's no doubt that He is talking to you. He's always talking to us. But what you need to do is get to know the Word. Constantly listen to the Word of God. Study the Word of God so that you can familiarize yourself with the Word. And if you find other voices coming to you, talking to you, you have to get rid of those voices. If it's not in line with God's Word, you have to chuck it out. Just think of when Satan spoke to Jesus. Yes, Satan can speak to someone. And he spoke to Jesus, and it was when he asked Him to turn the stones into bread, when he asked Him to bow to Him. What did Jesus do after that? He responded with the Word of God, and He said, "Satan, get behind me." So that is exactly what you need to do to hear the voice of God. Study it, and if any other voices come to you, reject it.
That's amazing. Reject those other voices. And the Lord Jesus said we hear His voice. If you think about it, though, of course, Satan wouldn't want you to believe that. And
yeah,
look what happened with Jesus. He was talking to the devil, but everything the devil said was contrary to what the Word said. So who are we going to believe, the devil? No, we're going to believe our Lord Jesus. He said we hear His voice. So it's that simple. If you make up your mind, if you can just make a decision one day, sit down and decide that you're going to believe what Jesus says above the devil, above everything else, you'll have no problem hearing God's voice, because everything we do in this life with the Lord Jesus is by faith. It's a life of faith in the Word, and the Word can never fail.
And now that you know how to hear the voice of God, you have to learn to act quickly on God's Word and not delay. When you do this, you train your spirit to respond to His voice.
Absolutely. That's where the blessing is, in doing the Word. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. This has been an amazing episode on Kickstart. We love you all so much, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to know more about the Limitless Teens Church, or if you'd like to get your copy of the TiVo Daily Devotional, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Google Play Store or Apple App Store today.